Look, up on the slopes. What is that? Well, it looks like a pair of cross-country skiers going downhill. No, it must be some alpine skiers with broken bindings. Wait, on closer inspection, it's...
those telly guys.
Well, hello and welcome to another episode of Those Telly Guys. My name's Morgan and I'm joined as ever by Rich. How are you, mate?
Hello, 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 Morgan. I am well. How can I not be well? It's just so exciting this weekend coming, Morgs. Are you excited?
I'm excited. Can you feel it? I'm excited.
Yes, I can feel it. I can feel it in my bones. It's just this cold weather, Rich. It's really got me going. It's really got me going. Reaching for the down jackets out of the cupboard, and my goodness, I just cannot wait to get up and get amongst it and free thy heel this weekend with you and all the other free heelers that are going to be floating about this opening weekend. Can you believe it? We're finally here. We're finally back. God, I'm so stoked.
Yeah, and what an episode last week. It was really good hearing the top 10 songs for the free heelers, or at least 10 songs that have happened in the past, whether they're top 10 or not. The algorithm can't lie. It has to be right. It has to be right.
Can't argue with the maths. And Rich, I'm not going to lie, mate. I listened to that episode after we recorded it. I listened to it twice. It was really awesome just to have like all those songs in one spot and listen back and have a bit of a chuckle in the kitchen while I was making dinner, that sort of thing. So it was really good fun to be able to do that, and it was a very nice lighthearted way to start the season. But now moving on to more serious things, the forecast is looking really good. But I guess maybe we should just catch up and find out, or let the fellow listeners know what we've been doing during the off season, how we've been keeping ourselves busy, ready for another packed season of telemark skiing, or maybe not another, a packed season of telemark skiing after the past 2 years. What have you been doing?
Oh, what have I been doing in the off season? I've finished a house. So Mrs. Telly Guy and I are having a great time living in our new house and not worrying about painting or plastering or any of those things anymore. We're just enjoying being here. And I guess there is another announcement, Morgs. Come October, we are expecting a little telly skier.
Oh, a baby telemarker, if you will.
No doubt. So that's very exciting. We have been, I guess, busy. That's my news, big news. What about yourself?
Yeah, well, I'd sort of dedicated myself to running a bit over the off season and ended up running in the Alpine Challenge 100K with the third telly guy, Sam Ferguson, came along and did the Alpine Challenge with me, which was great. So that was good just to get up and experience that Alpine environment in a different season, which I always enjoy to do. But now, definitely just cooling off from the running side of things. And now that the temperatures have dropped, I've started to get more and more excited to get out there on the skis again. But other than that, just been keeping busy, working, laying low down here in Victoria's capital and waiting for the snow to fall.
Yeah, I've been looking forward to that too. And wow, here it is. It is here and it has come in a big way.
When you wake up in the morning and you open up an eye, you turn from the clock and you look to the sky. What's the weather doing? Is it wet or dry? Who knows? What's the weatherman?
And here's the latest weather report. Snow and cold.
Yeah, well, I mean, in terms of what the weather's looking like just across Victoria, like watching the news this evening, for some reason had it on Channel 9 and Lavinia's weather was telling me that it was the coldest start to winter since like 1989 or 1970 something in Victoria. So it's, it has been bitterly cold. So it was, in one sense, it was nice to know that it wasn't just me getting older and feeling more cold this season, but it was actually quite a cold start to winter. But that has obviously positive implications for us skiers coming into the winter. So it's been really cold. It's been really wet down here in Melbourne, especially out in the Yarra Valley. I'm sure it's probably seems to have been cold elsewhere around Victoria and New South Wales as well. How are things looking up in the northeast, Rich?
Oh, it's freezing. It's been really cold and everyone's obviously quite excited about that. And the forecast is for freezing levels to stay low. And I drove up there today. Wow, I haven't seen that amount of snow so far down in a long time. So really, really cool. But it's going to cause a fair bit of chaos with trees coming down, even branches, just so much snow sitting on them that is coming down. So be careful as you drive up to the opening weekend, or the not really opening, I shouldn't say opening, the second weekend of skiing in the resort.
Yeah, that's right. Have they been open during the week this week, or was it just a Saturday, Sunday, then all right, let's wait till next Saturday again sort of
thing? No, they've been open, and wow, the people that managed to ski yesterday had a fantastic time because there was barely anyone around and the snow was so dry and fluffy.
It was light and fluffy, so it wasn't thick and heavy.
Thick and crisp.
Thick and crisp. We'll get to that later. All right, so the seasonal outlook, obviously we touched on, well, not obviously, but last week we touched on the fact that it was the third consecutive above average chance of La Nina for this year. But in general, did you have any thoughts or any facts that you want to throw my way in terms of the seasonal outlook or just general vibes? What are you vibing?
Well, once again, I have gone to the Bureau of Meteorology and looked at the climate outlook overview issued for the 2nd of June 2022. So this was issued once all that snow had started coming down. And there's four dot points. And the first, Morgs, is that winter, June to August here in Australia, rainfall is likely to be above median for much of Australia, but below median for southwestern Australia and Tasmania. Okay, so that's, I mean, higher rain for us in Victoria, that's a good thing. That's a good thing. But the next one, June to August, maximum temperatures are likely to be above median for northern and southwestern parts of Australia as well as Tasmania, but below median mostly elsewhere.
So above average rainfall, well, above average precipitation and looking like some cooler temps. Hopefully, fingers crossed that it stays like that. And like you said last week, Rich, all it takes is a few big dumps. Like this could be, I remember a couple of years back, maybe it was 2019 or even 2020, you know, there were some big dumps of snow, but then there were also some huge downpours of rain, and you're just left thinking like, oh, if that had just fallen of snow, or, you know, if you just had a bit more snow there in the first place before the rain, hopefully this is the start of something good and, you know, the start of a good foundation that can keep us going through till, you know, well into springtime. So fingers crossed.
I wonder what weather patterns that they're predicting for New South Wales and Victoria to have below average temperatures while the rest of Australia has above average temperatures. That's interesting, because they say on a whole the third dot point pretty much says that all of June to August will be warmer as a whole for Australia.
Okay.
But yeah, New South Wales and Victoria a bit low. That's really good. And maybe we're already experiencing this as we speak. And the last dot point, the chance of a negative Indian Ocean dipole, the weakening La Nina, warmer than average waters around northern Australia and other isolated drivers are likely to be influencing this outlook. Oh, okay, there you go. That's what's influencing the outlook, to have a pretty unique scenario where somehow Victoria and New South Wales seem to be, well, at least the outlook is that they're going to be experiencing lower than average temperatures with higher than average rain. That's great.
It's the perfect storm.
It's the perfect storm.
They might stay in Hollywood. Anyway, so that's looking very good. What's in what's in the bulletin today, Rich? Should we bring out the Bogong bulletin for first time in 2022?
Oh, yes, here it is.
This is the Bogong bulletin.
Well, the Bogong bulletin is essentially just being hammered with so much snow propaganda, and we'll get to that more a bit later on in promotional snow. But oh, sorry, it's Nicole. Say hello, darling.
Hello, how you doing?
Yeah,
she's
good.
Finally making her
good
debut.
What are you up to? Sitting in front of the fire?
No, I'm sitting down recording a podcast with Morgs. Do you want to say hello to all the listeners?
Hello. Sorry to interrupt.
We've just told them the good news that we're having a little tele skier in October.
Oh, yes, we are, which is very exciting.
Yeah, great.
Yes. Did you want to... One has already been tele skiing, so I'm sure it'll be on them in no time.
We're just trying to get the baby into the tele scene as early as possible, aren't we?
Yeah, that's it. And I was being very, very cautious.
Yeah. Little Sondre Norheim really enjoyed the slopes.
Just strapped a few pillows around the mid area.
Yes, sure thing. I'll chat with you later. Sorry to interrupt, but hello to all the listeners out there.
All right.
And to me.
And to Morgs.
See you later.
Bye-bye, darling.
Oh, she can't hear me. Right, okay.
No, she couldn't hear you. But that would be...
I'm so confused.
Yeah. Oh, God, where was I?
Yes, where were we? Bogong Bulletin. Snow.
Yeah, just so much snow propaganda. And as I said, we'll get to the promotional snow a bit later on. But there's a funny little clip that I might play, Morgs, now from a news report that I think you'll find quite interesting. You've already alluded to the new phrase for describing snow. Here it is.
After being kept on ice for 2 years, the Australian ski season is ready to commence. And it's off to a flying start. Perisher couldn't wait any longer and opened today. The snow thick and crisp and ready to enjoy.
And yes, a great pun at the start there. After the season had been on ice for so long, but so much snow coming down that is nice and thick and crisp.
Thick and crisp, yes. Certainly not how I would describe it, but yeah, I just want to assure the listeners, even though I haven't been up there, that the snow is light and fluffy, not thick and crisp. And if it were thick and crisp, well, yeah, might be slow for skiing. But yeah, a bit of a funny one there.
I'd love to ring as a TV station and ring the resorts to see if there's some sort of deal going on between them, because there's just so many reporters up at the snow and reporting how good it is. I'm just wondering if they cut any deals, like you get a couple of ski passes.
Well, they must do, because you know how Mount Buller had the whole thing going on with Jane Bunn, whichever television station she was affiliated with. Was she 7 or 10 or something like that? Because you know they had Bunn's Run that one time that you and I went skiing there early season, because we got like $50 lift passes. And it's like down that, I mean, it's like Wombat Gully. I don't know. There's like that long run down the back, and then there's Bunn's Run. You know, there's all these billboards around, like Jane Bunn, and like, yeah, oh, she were, got a ski run named after her, but it was just a tiny cat track that connected two runs together. But yeah, so there's all this, they often do that, like, you know, Sunrise or, you know, the morning show, they have a weather person go up to the snow and get, like, you know, all these kids to throw snowballs in the air simultaneously and, yeah, everyone smile for the camera, all that sort of thing. There must be some sort of sponsorship or affiliation, who knows. It's mutually beneficial for all parties involved,
I'm sure. I might have to go undercover and find out.
All righty, as we move into the mailbag, Rich, should we just perhaps reiterate or state earlier in the show, rather than waiting till the end, just for the listeners, how they can get in touch with us? And that is, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, they can email us at thoseteleguys@gmail.com, or you can message us on Instagram.
Yeah, we do get a bit of that, a few people messaging us on Instagram, which is great. And some of that content does come through the mailbag sometimes, but we realize that we never really mention it in the show. It's always at the end, and by that time, people have probably already turned us off or
gone to sleep.
Yeah, they're gone to sleep already. That's the effect that this show has on people.
Oh.
Yeah. You were right. thoseteleguys@gmail.com. And we'll reiterate that.
thoseteleguys@gmail.com. Isn't it like that theory of advertising? Like, the more you just say one phrase, the more people.
Oh, yeah. thoseteleguys@gmail.com.
thoseteleguys@gmail.com. So, yeah, I believe there's some mail, Rich. Do you want to read out the mail?
There is. The mailbag. Here we go.
You've got mail.
And this was sent in to thoseteleguys@gmail.com.
It was. You're very right. there's a few things, but I'll only read the one from Charlie Barber. And so thanks so much for writing in, Charlie Barber, to thoseteleguys@gmail.com. I certainly appreciate that. And he says, "Hi, guys. I've recently become completely hooked on freehill skiing and have been binging on your podcast. It's an awesome podcast. The content is really interesting, and it's great to have someone telling telly-specific stuff to help with the telly withdrawals over the summer. Richard, I don't know if you checked this in summer, but I'm in Mount Beauty for a couple of days if you're around and wanted to swap some telly chat over a beer. Cheers, Charlie Bubba. There you go, Morgs. Isn't that lovely?
That is lovely. And thanks again, Charlie, for writing in. And, please get in touch with us again. We would love to meet you and go for a ski with you this season if you're at all available. And in that part of the world, we obviously generally ski at Falls Creek, but hoping maybe to get up to Parrish during the holidays, Rich, see how we're going. But, be great to catch up over a beer and a cheeky telemark turn.
Yeah, just one though. Yeah.
Yeah, just one. Just one long turn all the way down Ruined Castle.
Lovely. Yeah. What have you got, Morgs?
Yeah. Now the Australian winter snow ski season always kicks off on the Queen's birthday weekend, being the good Commonwealth country that we are here down in the land down under. And so the Queen, it's her birthday. Now, normally when it's someone important's birthday, you like to send some sort of birthday message. But today, Rich, I've been working really hard and I've managed to organise to get in touch with the Queen herself. Queen
what?
The second, yeah. So we've got a special guest, Queen Elizabeth, on the line. So, yeah, just listen in and I'm going to give her a call.
All right. Okay.
Hello, Elizabeth speaking.
Oh, g'day, Lizzie. It's Morgan from Those Telly Guys. How are you doing?
Morgan from, well, who?
From Those Telly Guys, that skiing podcast. I spoke with your manager last week about this interview.
Now, have you been enjoying the powder snow, Mr. Clark?
Not yet, Elizabeth, but or your Majesty, I should say. But
that's right. I am your Majesty.
but no, yes. I was hoping that you could that you could perhaps say that little speech that we spoke about earlier.
Oh,
you
yes, know, of course.
Just you know, talking about your jubilee and the opening weekend here in
yes,
Australia.
We would
love you if you could give it your blessing.
Yeah, I'll just find that, Charles. Where's that fucking speech?
Yes, Mumsy, I'll find it straight away.
Oh, thank you.
Mumsy, here's your speech. Anything else, Mumsy?
No, that'll be all, Charles. Thank you. That'll be enough. All right, are you ready? Can I do this now?
Yes.
All right. My loyal subjects, when it comes to how to mark the opening weekend of the Australian ski season as your queen, there is no guidebook to follow. Having so much snow before my birthday, this really is a first. But I have been humbled and deeply touched that so many people have taken boats to celebrate my birthday and enjoy the glorious powder snow. While I may not have attended Falls Creek in person, please drop thine ear on my behalf. My heart will be with you all. While I'm not there, I remain committed to freeing my heels, when possible, to the best of my ability, supported by my family. I thank you most sincerely for your good wishes and for the part you have all played in these happy celebrations.
Well said, Queen, and thanks once again for coming on the show. What are your thoughts on NTN before you go, Elizabeth?
Yeah, that is Your Majesty, Mr. Clark. Yes.
What are your thoughts on NTN, sorry, Your Majesty?
NTN, the new telemark norm is what you're referring to. I'm actually wearing a pair of boots right now, would you believe?
How do you get around Buckingham Palace in telemark boots? That must be extremely uncomfortable.
Let me be clear that I am wearing a pair of 75mm boots. 75mm and dead. Old Morgs, what do you say?
Too right. Thanks again for your time, Your Majesty, and we'll hope to see you, you know, in your royal doings out and about whenever we do.
Thank you very much. Drop my knee. 75 minutes. Bye-bye.
Great to hear from the Queen there on her Platinum Jubilee weekend, Rich. I can't believe it that the Queen is a tally skier as well.
And she's wearing a pair of duckbill boots around Buckingham Palace. That surprises me, but unbelievable. But how did you even organise that? That's quite incredible, Morgs. I'm very surprised.
Yes. Yeah, well, you know, people in the right places, you know, friends in the right places. So,
and we will be dropping on thy knee, as the Queen said, in her honour, in the glorious palace.
Yes, we'll be dropping thy knee in the name of the Queen. Oh, in celebration of her birthday, of course.
Yes.
I can't remember if I mentioned it at the start of that phone call. Happy birthday to Queen Elizabeth. Yeah. And thank you. all right. So what are we going to talk about this week?
Well, Morgs, it's been 2 years and I've been listening to the catalogue, so to speak. I've been going back to season one and listening to the episodes. And we've got a lot of content out there that other people that might have just tuned in to maybe even the start of this season or the end of last season, they might not be aware of. So we're going to have a bit of an internal review of the show.
In the Telemark podcast system, the skiers are represented by two separate yet equally important shows, Free Hill Life, that is far more legitimate, and two other hacks who just have a go. This is an internal review of the Those Telly Guys show.
Yes, an internal review, you say. Okay, similar to what the Essendon Football Club is currently doing after their poor results on the field. But you're right, it has, and, you know, I guess it's a credit to your and our creativity, perhaps, that it always seems like, you know, every few weeks we've got a new segment idea that we're throwing at each other. So it's been good fun and it's been good to have some of those, but some of them, hopefully this will actually be a chance to perhaps revive a few segments that maybe even didn't make it past season one. So that'll be good to have our internal review. And perhaps, are we thinking, what do you think, Rich? Should we do, we should talk through all of the segments, or not all, but a lot of the segments that we have done over the last two seasons, and we'll give it either like a yay or a nay or a maybe. And once again, if people wanted to let us know which segments they thought were good or not as good, maybe just tell us which ones you like and we'll try to do those more often. So yeah, just send us a message about ones that you like.
Yeah, and I reckon some of the segments will only survive if the listeners participate on some of them, but we'll get to those ones. But to kick it off the ranks, you know, when let's review all of our segments. The first one, I think, is a no-brainer that it will stay in the show, the Bogong Bulletin Morgs.
This is the Bogong Bulletin.
Yes, and wasn't I'm just trying to remember, was the Bogong Bulletin the original name for the podcast or something like that?
And who knows, the podcast could evolve into the Bogong Bulletin in the future. Who knows?
I was thinking that we were just going to erect an actual sandwich board thing, like a little shelter at the top of Mount Bogong, and just have a bulletin there where people can go up and like advertise, you know, their old 2004 Subaru Impreza sort of thing. Just real sort of dirt bag gear. Lost puppy. Have you seen this dog?
Yeah, a powder hound missing. Yeah. But I would like to focus on trying to get actual stories at the media release, because I realize sometimes we talk about things that are quite local. AKA the bridge at Mountain Creek featured a bit last year.
That seemed to be in the bulletin every week, just about. When we were in lockdown, that was the
a hotly talked about issue, the bridge at Mountain Creek. And it actually was talked about a bit online. But, I'll try and find actual articles and we can sort of break them down.
It's a good way to ease into each episode, and it is. Really helps to set, you know, just to break the ice, set the tone, if you will. Now, this one, of course, Rich, I can't imagine this one going anywhere or budging at all. It's personally my favourite segment of the show, Songs for the Free Healers.
Oh,
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is Songs for the Free Heroes. All right.
No, that's not going anywhere. Songs for the Free Healers is staying. But I would like a bit more participation from the listeners, if that's possible. I know that everyone's not musically talented, and if they are, maybe they want to keep it private. But it would be awesome to hear either people sending in their own songs for the Free Healers via the email, which is thoseteleguys@gmail.com, or sending us some song ideas, because as you said in the last episode, we'd love to... make some of your ideas come to fruition in real life.
Yeah, even if it's just tell us a song that you think would be like that would be easy to parody, like something that would be funny, you know, a catchphrase that you think fits in well with the main line in the chorus of a song, you know, because that's what we think about and go, ooh, let's write a song about this. Anyway, yeah. Now what's this next one that you've got written down here, Boys. Rich?
Yes, I'll play the intro to this one now so people can hear what it sounds like.
I'm Telemark Skiers, yeah.
Now, we only actually ever had the voice happen once when Mr. Lewis Dowie sent us a bit of a voice recording. But I'd love if people just want to say hello and say something funny or anything really, just record yourself on your phone. You can open your voice recorder app, push record, say something under 30 seconds and send it to us via the email at thoseteleguys@gmail.com. And if it's PG, we'll put it onto the show.
Absolutely. Yeah. Any and all voice recordings are welcome as long as they're appropriate. And yeah, so send us in your voice memos. Australian Alps, this is your life.
Australian Alps, this is your life.
Now, this was a bit of I was going to say one hit wonder, but this is one that we've only done once. This is, if I'm correct, Australian Alps, this is your life. Is that when we sat down with the book, the old, like,
the story of Clive the Cole.
On Mount Bogong.
I thought we might have done it. No, we've done it twice. I think we talked about the Summit Hut. Yeah, I'm pretty sure we did. And then we did one about Clive Cole. Yeah. Anyway, go on, Morgs. What are your thoughts on this segment?
Well, I think that there's certainly more scope to include more on this topic due to the vast history of, colonial settlers and things in the Australian Alps, and also just people skiing. Like, it was really cool to hear about all those, you know, early ski trips up in and around the Bogong High Plains and the Bogong area. And perhaps this season we could do an episode where we look a little more further afield, maybe even some stuff down in Tassie or Mount Buffalo. You and I have personally been having a bit of conversation about Mount Buffalo over the last few weeks as you yourself have been working up there. So I think that's something that I would like to look into this year. What else have we got, Rich?
Oh, promotional snow.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, look to the skies. That's promotional snow.
No, I don't think that's going anywhere. I really enjoy taking the mickey out of our ski resorts when they send us promotional jargon. So I think that's staying and will feature in this episode at the end. So
now this one, you might have to jog my memory. The memories, pardon the pun, the memories of Telemark.
Memories of Telemark.
Memories of Telemark.
What was the memories of Telemark?
We made an episode last year and we were purely just talking about good memories of Telemark skiing in a time that was pretty rough during COVID. So we just were reflecting on good times to get us through the bad. Yes.
Of course. Always good. Maybe that could be later in the season. We could have memories of Telemark, but memories of the season just gone. That could be like the new spin on it this year.
Yeah, I reckon it could come back just in some form for sure. We'll see.
Now this one I had forgotten about, yes. But this was classic. This was at the very end of the first season. The Mystery Sounds of Telemark.
The Mystery Sounds of Telemark.
That's it.
the Nalgene opening and the sound of the duckbill, you know, the sound of the heel throw being snapped up on a pair of axle bindings. Did we even end up sending out
we did not.
The winner of those?
We will not.
So we're so sorry if you were the person that was the winner of that competition.
I'll go back through.
We owe you big time.
The Instagram and find them. And don't worry, I think about that often. It keeps me awake at night, to be honest. We will send you that Snickers bar and maybe some stickers. I'm still aiming to make some stickers.
Yeah, that was good. We'll have to bring that back for sure. It could even be, I've got some good ideas, but I don't want to allude to them now because it might give away some of the sounds that
we'll
might
do it in the next episode because we'll be together and to make some mystery sounds of Telemark will be quite fun. So
next episode, mystery sounds.
Yes, the next one, the mailbag. That's not going anywhere. That's locked in and loaded.
You've got mail.
Locked in. As long as people keep sending in mail, even feel free to send snail mail. Just send it to False Creek. We'll find it. Send it to Windy Corner. Now this one was funny. Telemark therapy time. This was good.
Telemark therapy time.
That was last season when we talked about some of the frustrations of skiing in the resort, I think it was.
I think we even had it to help in COVID too for those that are struggling. I think we'll have to keep Telemark therapy time.
Now, there is one, Rich, that isn't on the list. Was one of the... It was like in our first five episodes ever.
I wonder what is it?
Telemark fact or fiction beyond belief with Jonathan Frakes.
Beyond belief.
Telemark
fact or fiction.
Is that a segment or a topic of a show? We could do that.
I just remembered that.
I just listened to that this morning actually, and it would be good to do it again to on a better recording system because my audio wasn't great back then. But
I was just sitting there with my Apple headphones in the car, like, you know, out on the street, and it was just a different time. It was a different time back
then. Look at us, we've come a long way with proper microphones, and yeah, if you're gonna start a show, get the right gear. Well, that's it. That's a good good trip down memory lane. We didn't necessarily kill any of those, but like I said earlier, I think it's up to the viewers on some, like The Voice. Obviously, if that doesn't get any people sending in their little voice memos, some of the others might follow a similar vein, but for the most part, I think most of them will stay.
Yep, and we know which ones are going to be the more frequent appearers on our show, it'll be good to see what else we can come up with. Like, we have a plethora of different segments that we already have, but you never know. We might come up with a new segment this year, or we might not. We might be too busy skiing that we just talk about how good the skiing is.
There's a few new ones that I've got in the back of my mind, but they will be discovered to the listeners when they are revealed. Righto. Should we get into one of these segments now, the promotional snow?
Yes, promotional snow. Let's do it.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, look to the skies. It's promotional snow.
Because I have been just absolutely spanked with promotional snow, just into my inbox. Instant messages through the various apps, the pop-up messages just keep dominating my screen every time I look at it. It's just been non-stop. I think we've got our crowd ready for some laughter. And here we go. You ready for this one, Borgs?
Yes.
First one's from Perisher. So here we go. You ready?
Yes.
Snow, much snow.
Very creative.
It is, isn't it? With over 60 centimetres of fresh snow, since Monday, the conditions are too good to wait. The Village 8 has started spinning for the first time this season, and we're frothing.
All right. What else have we got, Rich?
Yeah. Okay. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. There's snow time like now.
Snow time like now to do what?
Right when you thought these weeks of winter couldn't get any better. Snowstorm! Mother Nature has been extra kind to us, dumping a whopping 36 centimetres of snow across the mountain overnight. Add that to the generous deliveries we received last week and you're looking at 94 centimetres of fresh snow in the past 7 days. It's never looked snow much better than this. And we're starting the season with a big bang. Snow much better than this. It's good too, isn't it?
Nice. Yeah, throwing it in again.
I believe, Morgs, you've got the final one here for us now.
Yes, this one is an absolute belter. Now, which word do you think they're going to use as a pun, if you had to guess?
Well, I would like them to pick a different word, like somehow get ski involved or, you know, mountain. Yeah. I don't know, any other word. But I'm gonna say it's got something to do with the word snow.
Yes, and now they've got two puns in here. So here's the main one, the big one. Snow, my God, it's here. Or instead of saying snow, my God, it's actually written as OMG. So it could be snow MG.
Wow. Snow MG.
Snow MG. It's here. With opening day around the corner, we've been blessed by Mother Nature with over 70 centimetres of snow in the forecast. Our teams are hustling to make the most of the chilly temps in preparation for opening day. And then at the top, it says, it's snow time.
Oh.
Any danger of using a different word other than snow as a pun?
It's come on, Australian resorts. You know, come on. Different word.
Yeah,
different
come on. Word. Get creative.
But anyway, keep it coming. We enjoy promotional snow. Love it.
And they probably enjoy it as well. As you said, it's just free advertising. Although I'm not sure how many people listen to this, but still free advertising.
Well, Morgs, it's been a very good internal review of, oh my goodness. Would you believe, as I sit here, Charlie Barber has written back to those tellyguys at gmail.com.
Wow.
Oh, wow. That's his, it's quite weird. He says, hi, Rich. Okay. Sorry for the late reply. I was just up at Mount Beauty for the week in the end, but hopefully I'll be at Hotham for the Backcountry Festival. I heard about the festival through your podcast. And funnily enough, tonight was the Melbourne gathering for volunteering. So I met Cam and the organising crew. There you go. They're a super inspiring group of people. Having binged season 1 and 2 in a short space of time last year, I'm very happy to see that we're back for season 3. I don't have any suggestions, but if I have any ideas, I'll get in touch. Cheers, Charlie. Wow. There you go. That's literally as we're about to wrap up the show. He got pinged. His ears must have been burning.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Oh, well, anyway, to end on a high, thanks, Morgs. Great internal review. Looking forward to season 3.
Yes. Thanks, Rich. Pleasure as always. And I'll see you to free thy heel with Queenie as well this weekend. Bye-bye.
It's Your Majesty.
Your Majesty. Yes, sorry. Sorry.
See you, mate.
Farewell.
Those telly guys hope you have enjoyed this program. We'd love to hear from you. Please get in touch at thosetellyguys@gmail.com. If you enjoyed this show, please subscribe for more fun episodes. Otherwise, you can find us on Instagram. Thank you.